Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
Yeah. Guys, I do a stand-up monologue. We got an entire team of writers doing it for them every single night.
Well, then you just have 10. So you have to determine, is this a late night joke? In this case, is it a Ted joke or is it a Ted Smith writer's joke?
Correct, correct. Talk to the writers today. They were very pumped about the burgers and beer. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. So expect a lot of posts from people showing love of their pets and people saying that you should show love to your pet every day, not just one.
The Ted Smith.
Team of writers.
Team of writers. You know what, Miles? I'm going to run that one back real quick on the fly.
Okay.
Today is National Love Your Pet Day. Not you, Edom Claw.
Not my call.
Wow. God.
I prefer Pet Your Love Day.
I know, Mike. Sorry. I like that town. It's just too easy, man. They got them sitting out there. If you're a NASCAR fan, don't cheat. All right. A new study has finally proven that beer goggles do exist.
Yes.
The researchers found that drunk people don't really judge whether someone is attractive to them or not, so they just give attention to people they might be interested in when they're not more interested in when they're not sober.
Sure.
And I just want to say thank you to all the women that drink.
The Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That's a Ted Smith joke.
Okay. Oh, that was a joke.
Hey, look, we've all been there, all right? Maybe we all haven't, but I've been on both sides of this, right?
Yep.
You know? We all get how the game goes. Hostess is making lip balms that taste like powdered donuts and Twinkies.
Oh, come on.
They were going to do some other flavors, but they didn't think people would want to taste test like a ho-ho.
Me too, Smith.
Team of Riders.
Team of Riders. Damn, Miles. The XFL has been signing some of the CFL's best players, and Canadians are starting to get very upset about it. When reached for comment, the XFL said, sorry, here's some Timbits.
Me Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That's Ted Smith. Yeah.
We traded our player for a box of Timbits.
A video is going viral of a woman taking a bath in hot Cheetos. When asked how she felt being so cheesy, she said, quote, it ain't easy.
Need Ted Smith.
It ain't easy being cheesy. I'll go Mike Hawk. Or I'm sorry, Team of Writers.
Team of Writers?
Team of Writers.
Really?
I know. That felt like a Ted Smith.
I know.
Using
you and me are down with Chester, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this one. A 36-year-old woman has been arrested for calling 911 to complain about her parents turning her phone off. She's been sentenced to 1 week in her room. Maybe even the basement.
D-Ted Smith.
D-Ted Smith.
Team of Writers.
Team of Writers. Oh.
Damn team.
Ben Affleck. He's been opening up about his addiction struggles and his divorce from Jennifer Garner, which he calls the biggest regret of my life. Clearly, someone did not see Geely.
Lee Ted Smith.
Lee Ted Smith.
That is a Ted Smith.
Ted Smith, Rich.
More than half of people admit they don't feel comfortable in their own skin. Though, no word on how many they tried on before coming to that conclusion.
Team of Writers.
Team of Writers.
Team of Writers.
Team of Writers.
All right, all right. Maybe you guys saw this. I talked about this last week, but HQ Trivia might not be dead after all. The good news is the CEO says they may have found a buyer for the company. Can you guess who it is?
Hey, Ted Smith.
Team of Writers.
That's Ted Smith.
Oh, that's Ted Smith. Nice work.
Thank you. I can't believe you got it.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to walk both of you into that trap.
Okay. All right.
I was really pumped. I was like, Mike, come here.
A skin joke. That one got me.
Yeah, that was all fine.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, what's the craziest thing you've seen while driving?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've talked to you guys before. I drove a bus for King County Metro. And I've got a thousand stories, but one that really rings the bell is I'm cruising up Third Avenue. Everything's going great, right? And all of a sudden, I hear this lady behind me go,
"Oh, no, he's spreading poop all over the bus."
He's spreading poop all over the what?
The bus.
The bus.
Oh, no. Were you stopped?
Oh, yeah. No, I was cruising along. So I'm like,
oh, this is on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. This was inside with us. So I look up in my mirror, and sure enough, there is a guy spreading this. I wasn't confirming it at that point. Spreading stuff on people on the
No.
No.
I mean, what does he just have handfuls and he's attacking people or is he throwing
it? He's just walking around serenading people with this stuff.
Oh.
And he walked up to the front of the bus past the yellow line where they're not supposed to be. So I pulled off the first available stop I could find. And he starts wiping it all over the fare box and on the Orca reader. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I pulled the brake, opened the doors, and I cleared that bus so quick. I didn't even look to see if the other passengers had gotten off yet. I was the first one off, even though they tell us we're supposed to stay in the seat.
Wait a minute.
No.
So if this were the Titanic, the captain's already
just
on the lifeboat.
The boat,
right. He's gone.
Oh, yeah. They're all going down with the ship. I'm gone.
So what happened? Where did the crabby guy go?
I had to call, bosses and supervisors, and they had to call the police. The police arrived, and I had just the look on the police officer's face as he had
I didn't see this on TJ Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
They made it look fun.
God, it was just horrible. And then somebody came up to me and asked, "Is that human fecal matter?" And I'm like, "What? You might want to go maybe test it out. I don't know. I'm not."
Does it matter?
The dogs do ride the bus, so it's feasible they could have reached down, picked it up.
Doesn't matter. Do you care?
Exactly.
It was dogs, so it's cool.
Did you ever hit anybody, a pedestrian, as a bus driver?
I thought about it, but no.
Okay.
No, we try to be real careful about that, you know, because making those turns, you'll notice our heads are swiveling. We're looking as hard as we can.
This wasn't on a turn, but out in front of our building about 4 or 5 months ago, maybe longer, this guy walked directly in front of a bus, and I will never forget the sound of his body smacking and flying about 10 feet.
It's very distinctly human.
It's a sound that you will never forget.
And it's unfortunate.
And you look over and you go, wow.
I operated the light rail train, because we're contracted to do that as well. And I've hit some things, and the sound is,
What do you mean some thing?
Yeah, what'd you hit?
Because there's shopping carts and there's people, both things. What kind of things are we talking about?
I've hit shopping carts. I had not hit a human, that my coworkers had. I was cruising along, and it was a light rain, and this old elderly lady was in her walker trying to cross MLK there, or Rainier, and she literally, her walker got caught in the tracks, and I'm applying full brakes, and, we're on ice at that point, and, man, I missed her by just spare inches.
Did you know for a fact that you'd missed her at the moment you missed her, or something you have to check?
You cleared the walker out, though, right?
No, I actually missed the walker because, the walker was in front of her, and, she was trying to get to the center divider there. But, I literally just, I held on, I said all the prayers I could think of. There's nothing I could do at that point, and I literally watched her
Let me ask you this. Is the train just screaming when you apply the brakes at that speed? I mean, is it making like a screeching sound or anything like that?
It's applying sand, especially when it's wet. There's sand that automatically starts dropping to give you better grip. But no, it's like it feels like you're literally on ice, especially when it's a light rain or a light mist. It's crazy.
It's a good thing it doesn't happen in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. So basically what you're saying, all the time.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
This might be worse than a turn in a ball pit.
Yeah, you know, look, the catchiest songs, the ones that get stuck in your head, are usually the most repetitive ones, or it's the most repetitive part of a song, right? Mm-hmm. So think of like Pharrell's Happy. That song basically has about 12 words in two parts, and it just repeats, right?
It does.
And I still don't even know all the words. That's what's amazing. My kids sing this goddamn song 400 right. times a day, every day, whenever movie can. I don't remember what it was. But they sing it all the time, and it's repetitive, and I'm like, I still don't know all the words to this song.
So these songs are not necessarily... parts of a song can be repetitive. Like, you can have an entire song that's three chords that repeat all the way through, right?
AC/DC's made a career, right?
Exactly, totally. And this is not what this is. This is like that part of a song that they just repeat over and over that gets drilled into your head. You're going to have all 10 of these songs stuck in your head by the time Sit and Spin is. If you've ever had 10 songs stuck in your head before, you haven't. Your head is going to explode.
Thanks.
So all these right. are rock's most repetitive songs of all time.
Born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
I live in a small town.
So the repetitive part of this song, anyone want to take a
small
stab
town,
at it?
Everything's small town. Small town.
Stuff happens
all
in
my
a small
stuff
town.
In a small town. I eat in a small town. I drink in a small town.
You can say
town.
Anything.
I uh-huh. sleep in the same song. Mm-hmm. My parents live in a small yes. town.
I killed a dog in a small town.
Scrapple.
I poop scrapple in the ball pit in a small town.
Yeah, that is repetitive.
Hey!
Johnny the Cougar.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, that's John Mellencamp, Small Town, 1985. Okay. Oh, wait. He was Cougar.
He was John Cougar.
Was he John Cougar? Was he Mellencamp then?
I think he was John Cougar.
He was Johnny Cougar.
Was he Johnny Cougar?
He was Johnny Cougar on the first album. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp. Then he was just John Mellencamp. I think this may have been Cougar Mellencamp.
Okay.
Era
right.
John Mellencamp.
I just want to say for the record, me and my cousins loved this song when we were kids, and we grew up in an area of about 6 million people.
Right. I was going to say,
it sounds cool.
PG County, you're like, grew up in a small town.
These are rock's most repetitive songs on Sit and Spin.
Number nine. Can't get no satisfaction. Can't get me no satisfaction.
So, of course, this is Devo covering the Stones. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. There's a part in the song where it's baby, repeatedly. Baby, 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 baby.
What about Girl
baby,
You baby, Want baby, or Working in baby, a Coal Mine? Baby. All these songs sure. do the same sure. thing.
But that's sure. Devo's thing, man.
Right, I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was explaining to Mike earlier. We were talking about this. Is if you like Devo, you like this.
Do you like Devo?
If you don't like Devo, you don't like this.
I right. love this.
I've never been a Devo fan.
I love
no,
Devo.
I don't
man.
Dislike Devo. Yeah. I could give it.
Yeah,
right. it,
yeah. There's 50% crap on those albums, and there's 50% like, oh my god, this is brilliant. These are rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
I'm getting closer to
thanks for getting this stuck in my head.
So as you know,
is this Grand Funk Railroad?
I'm your captain, closer to home from Grand Funk Railroad. The end of the song, he says, I'm getting closer to my home for like what seems like an eternity.
This song is 10 minutes long, too.
Right.
So not only does he keep saying it.
No, it's not 10 minutes long. It's 6 minutes long. And then it's 4 minutes.
Of him just saying
getting closer.
But he's not getting closer, obviously. No. Isn't there
and
some
that's
irony
what the
in that?
Article
His girl
says.
Must love him.
That's what the article says.
We're getting closer, not.
He says it for so long, you doubt the truthfulness of his statement.
But if you want to creep people out, sing this in the stall of a public restroom. I'm getting closer.
These are rock's most repetitive songs of all time. So I'm just sitting spin.
Seven, number seven.
Ain't no sunshine when she goes.
Nice upbeat song. Mm-hmm.
It's not warm.
This is a cool song.
I do like this song.
Away.
So in case you didn't know, Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, Ain't No Sunshine from 1971, he says, I know, 26 times in a row.
I know, I have a stuttering problem. I know.
He's stuck. You think the first time they listened to that on vinyl, they thought it was like skipping or something, right?
You're right.
Somebody kicked the record player.
These are rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 6. Uh-huh. This is like a 6-minute song. It's actually a 3-minute song.
Hey you.
This was one of those
the big build at the end of the song is what makes the song.
And then eventually it doesn't even end, it just fades. Then it just fades.
So like we're saying
no band does a fade.
So this was a time when you actually they couldn't like just throw this in Pro Tools and loop it. Like right. They sat in the studio probably for 10 minutes going nah.
Basically, they had X amount of time, because it was the last song on the album, to fill out that side of the album. So they just kept playing this over and over again, because they're like, well, you know, we got 3 more minutes left.
Right.
But so, that's how the Beatles could roll. Like, yeah. We're not running another epic song for you. Paul, all we do is, you know what? Nah.
Would you like to scat over the end of it?
Yes.
Beat it, bad bit.
Where do we go now?
No, Rocks. Paul, we meant scat with your mouth.
Rocks
in the ball pit.
Most repetitive songs of all time.
Number 5. Now it's your turn, girl, to cry.
See, again, with the irritating sound.
So one of the greatest...
Nah.
One of the greatest bands from the 1970s and 80s took a page right out of the Beatles' book, because this does the same thing as Hey Jude.
But why does it have to be...
on and on and on.
Does it have to be na-na? Could you do la-la-la-la, or is that too...
No, it's na-na-na-na.
It's overdone.
It's clearly na-na-na-na-na.
La-la would be overdone.
This is more
of
a na-na.
Yeah.
Because I feel like la-la takes you from one verse to another, but na-na is what
you
just do.
La-la is a fade. Na-na ends on a cold fade.
I think what you're failing to realize is what Innovator's journey was.
Yeah, but they copied Hey Jude. We're hearing this.
Steve Perry's back, by the way. These are the Rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Number 4. What I got, you gotta give it to your mama.
Had to be on board.
So, of course, the part of the Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away would be Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away Now.
Very poetic song.
Give It Away,
Give It Away,
Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away, Give It Away Now.
And what I gotta get, I put it in you.
Drink of my juice. Young love.
I put that on my Tinder profile. What I got, you got to get it, put it in you. Give it to your mama.
Rock's most repetitive songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 3. So I remember
every picture tells a story, don't it? Every picture tells a story, don't it? Every picture tells a story, don't it? At the beginning, he says, remember. Right. Like you'd forget after this.
I know I only told you 10 times. Yeah, so that's Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story. And in case you didn't notice, it's the part where he says, Every Picture Tells a Story.
Story, don't it?
Yeah.
Was there a bad picture of him out there? Or?
Rod Stewart's singing voice, it always sounds like he's sitting on his own testicles.
I don't know that there's ever been a bad picture of Rod Stewart ever taken.
Solid point.
Yes. He's a footy man, you know.
Selfish. Number 2. If someone get it, the best of you.
Now, I don't know if this would have been number 2 on my list.
Yeah,
Foo Fighters,
a lot.
Best of You. Perhaps Dave Grohl was in a lyrical slump when he wrote this one.
Or maybe the person he was talking to, he couldn't hear him.
Perhaps.
Maybe he's just pissed.
Yeah, perhaps. I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, right. He doesn't sound happy.
You got the best of me. I'm out.
He strikes me as an angry dude, too, Ted. That's a good point.
Rock's most repetitive songs of all times. We've made it to number 1.
Oh boy.
Ah.
Symphony. The motorboat.
First of all, I never knew the name of this song.
You didn't know this was Surfing Bird?
I didn't know it was called The Surfing Bird. And I didn't know the name of the band was
The Trashmen.
The Trashmen. Yeah!
The bird is the word.
Crack us up, Rob. We're going to get this stuck in people's head for a little.
Thanks, guys.
I know.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. Brilliant there. Rock's most repetitive songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Max. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Max, sober, not sober.
I am sober.
All right, Max, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll, no consequences. You get to try one of these drugs one time. It won't be an addict, won't go to jail. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
I'm going to have to go with PCP.
PCP it is.
All right.
Okay, people really want to try that drug.
All because...
as long as there's no consequences.
That is precisely... with the consequences, yep. That is the last one of those correct. Drugs that I want to try.
Acid dominating Twitter.
Oh, I can believe that, man. Look, acid, I'm just here to tell you, it's a good time. But I already know that, so I just want a new experience. That's all. All right, here's the question. How many of the 8 current XFL football cities also have a team in the NFL?
Oh, man, how many? I'm gonna say all of them, 8.
Close.
Hold on, let me think here. So Tampa, Seattle, Washington, D.C.,
keep going north.
New York. Did you say Dallas?
Dallas.
L.A. So that's 6.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa, we have.
One. There's Houston.
Houston does, too.
There's 7 teams. There's only one, right? St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Okay.
Yep. The Battle Hawks.
That is correct.
The Battle Hawks.
All right, here is your question. What is the only continent in the world with horizontal time zones?
Continent. All right. Let's go with North America.
I'm going to go with Antarctica.
I guess Antarctica. The answer is Australia. It's only in effect during their summer months. So when it's winter here, like right now,
I understand.
They have some horizontal
because they're so close to the South Pole.
Yeah, it's such a weird, weird thing. That makes sense. You would I guess get an hour later the farther north you drive, or no? I guess the farther south you drive. You know what? I have no freaking idea. Either. I'll be dead honest with you. Mm-hmm. All right,
yeah,
here
that's
your
confusing.
Question. What profession did Hermie the Elf want to pursue in the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, geez, I should know this. I've seen that movie. probably didn't want to be a toy maker.
No, that was kind of at the root of his problems there. That's why he got sent away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, oh, the root of his problem.
Oh, it was some kind of artist or something like that.
Oh.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go with like a filmmaker.
Farmer?
Dentist.
A farmer. No, you want to be a dentist.
I was going with Root. I don't know the answer. So when she said Root, that seemed to be the clue.
Root canal.
Right. I did not do Root on purpose. And Ted's like, oh, yeah, a great one. I'm like, what? Oh.
Question number 5, Max.
Question number 5 for you. And just think about the name. What type of machine was Isaac Singer granted a patent for in 1851?
What was the name of the person?
Isaac Singer.
Singer. So I'm going to go with a microphone.
You know what? That's not a bad guess based on
no,
the
he's a drummer in Kiss. That's a sewing machine.
A sewing machine.
I literally passed somebody the other day on the street, and they were dragging home an old one.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a Singer, like sewing machine? And this woman just was like, yes! I can't believe you recognize them. They're pretty recognizable.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know much about sewing machines. The only name I know in sewing machines is Singer. It's like, say, name a playwright. Shakespeare? If it's not that, right. I don't know. All right, your question. When Forrest Gump was in the Army, what sport was he good at?
See, was it probably not running? Oh, man.
I believe he went to the Olympics for this, if I remember the movie right.
Olympic sport.
I had the wrong sport, though. I was thinking about a different scene.
This is after he joins the Army. So there's a sport he was good in before he joined the Army. Right. Okay. But after he joined the Army.
Oh, I see. Okay. That still doesn't help me because I have no idea.
Because he played football. We know that.
Ping pong. Table tennis.
Yeah. Wow. Never would have got that.
Question 7.
That, you know what? That took me a minute to remember that he actually played
table It took
tennis.
Me a bit, yeah. All right, this one, you got a 50-50 shot. The city of Kokura, Japan. That was the target for one of the atomic bombs in World War II. But since it was cloudy there that day, which city got bombed instead? Hiroshima or Nagasaki?
All right, I'm going to go with Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. Luck is not smiling on you. Now, believe it or not, wow. So Hiroshima was the initial target. Then I'm going to go to Kokura, but it was cloudy, so the folks in Nagasaki got quite the surprise.
And yet they ended up getting both in the end, so... Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. All right, what does OPEC stand for? O-P-E-C. What does OPEC stand for?
OPEC. I'm thinking opaque, and I imagine they're not similar.
No, they are not similar. This is
I couldn't even tell you what it relates to.
It is. It's like Saudi Arabia. There's Venezuela. There's Ecuador. A couple other Middle Eastern countries based on a particular product they have that we here in the States in particular find crucial.
Seems like oil. So I would imagine the first letter is oil and P is maybe.
I'm just going to. So the O is for organization.
Petroleum?
Petroleum. There you go. So it's the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Okay. Well, that definitely makes sense.
They affect
you're
your
on
gas
right
prices.
Track.
Yeah.
Right.
Question number nine, Max.
Right.
All right, question number nine. How much does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in a game of Monopoly? Oh, son of a bitch.
This was the last time I played Monopoly a little while. I'm going to say nothing because it's fake money.
In spirit, I understand. $400.
$400.
Like, did four we ask that?
We did, and I realized after I read it, I'm like, I just asked that last week, so I'm glad you weren't paying attention.
You are on question 10, Max. This might be the last one of the show.
All right, here's the question. Whose concert was the target of a terrorist attack in May 2017 in Manchester, United Kingdom?
Oh, I totally remember hearing about this one. I don't know if I'm going to come up with it.
Female artist.
Oh, man. Oh, is it... Taylor Swift?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't listen to her.
Well, Max, you're on a roll. You got 10 wrong. We're going to have to put you on hold for a week there, and we'll get right back to you.
I mean, that's something to be proud of.
Continue the game.
That's a lot to get wrong.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
We head to north of the border to Canada, and they say in recent times, a string of marijuana companies has rushed to establish top-tier premium cannabis products on dispensary shelves, the belief that consumers, they would gravitate toward luxurious cannabis goods, much in the same way as craft beer and aged whiskey dominate a specific foothold within the spirits industry, right? So this would be especially true for older crowds and newcomers who would buy top-of-the-line weed to, try that brave new world of marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Some companies even believed a demand would exist for $100 grams. That is not happening. Since the Canadian cannabis market opened last summer, customers have gravitated toward cheap weed, and the high market value has completely lost its share. A number of these people were starting out with very high-priced goods. They've had to lower them to compete because Canadians at this point, they really just want some good cheap weed.
Do you think it'll be like the most people's odyssey through the alcohol world where you start cheap, right? Sometimes, because economically you're broke, you get used to the taste, and we liked all those cheap beers you're talking about. And then, I don't know, 15 years later, get a good job, you get a career, like, because it's kind of like buying booze.
I think it's more like wine. It's just the upsell and some of that stuff. It's just ridiculous.
Really?
And like, honestly, sometimes I just get annoyed. So I just go in, I'm like, here's what I want to pay, here's what I'll take.
Okay. The cannabis consumer has spoken with their wallets, and what they want is affordable marijuana with high THC. And that's basically it. They want big highs and low costs. What did you buy on the cheap, and good or bad? How did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, to state it like that, it makes complete sense. Real high, low cost.
Hey, look, man, what Rich and Royal can get you drunk just like Jack Daniels can.
I mean, is that why crack took off?
Right?
Doesn't cost a lot, but man, oh man, you'd be out there. Hello, Raymond, welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Raymond, what did you buy on the cheap?
¿Qué pasa?
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What did you get on the cheap, Raymond?
Well, back in the day, me and a buddy from high school got the Mad Dog 2020. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Sure. Of course we have.
We've heard of it.
Boone's Farm, Mad
$2.99.
Dog.
$2.99. You get yourself a big old bottle of wine. Man, we had a good time.
Are you calling it wine?
A little hard.
I mean, well, it's fortified.
Fortified wine.
Which means it's for the homeless. That's generally what fortified means before
booze. It's got a lot
booze.
Of sugar in it. It comes in about 22% instead of
10%. Oh, yeah. It's like evergreen Kool-Aid.
Well, I will say, I mean, look, I mean, early in my drinking career, yeah, we would buy Mad Dog. And again, for the price point, because you're going to save the money. But you drink different than, I feel like when you have roommates, you drink different than you do when you got to really start conserving your money. So the thing is, I would not buy a bottle of Mad Dog again until my kid is 20 years old and wants me to score one for him.
I equate it to shooters. I would never go into a place and go, we need 10 kamikaze shooters. We need 10 watermelon shooters. Not in the right environment, I would.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If we were in Austin, Texas, or we were in New Orleans or Miami.
But that was like the go-to move.
Exactly. We've got a bunch of people. Yeah, we'll do that. But the thing about that is the sugar. And Ted, I know you're a big fan of some of those bigger drinks that you can get in Vegas, or you can get in New Orleans, the kind of just the real big, tall.
Yeah.
They're cheap. They're not expensive at all. That's part of the deal. You get the vessel. You get the drink.
But also you can take it with
you. It takes you about an hour to drink it.
But you take it with you.
Yeah, and it's the places you're drinking them.
Right. Sure. If you just sat down at the bar, I don't think you're buying those because you don't want to drink the last an hour. But if you know, like, well, I'm going to wander through the entire French Quarter, and legally, I can carry this with me. Like, hell yeah, just give me one drink I can take around.
What did you buy on the cheap, and good or bad, how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Don't, on a bachelor party, though, tell people, I'm only drinking giant frozen drinks tonight.
Why?
Well, your night will end early.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, okay.
And they were more than anxious to buy giant frozen drinks for me all night.
And the one thing that you have to remember is that there's only one road. It's not that you got to go home early. You're going to end up vomiting all night.
Right.
So it's not just the fact. It's puke night. And that's the last
puke thing. Night.
You can have an upset stomach.
Ready for puke night.
I can have the spins. I go to bed early. Man, when you're into that, you're going to have to puke.
But I will say, the last shooter I had with Mike was delicious. Tastes like a snickerdoodle.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay, then you got me. Right. I mean, sorry, if it's going to taste like a snickerdoodle and it has booze in it, like, well, okay,
I can go
I'm
and
in.
Order White Russians all night and not get sick, but I'll just fart all night.
Yeah, it's a downside. Mm-hmm. Cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Just look on Ted's face like.
That's all right. That track just kind of skipped over.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fart all night.
Well, it's like, you know.
What's with you and Kahlua?
Right.
I think it's the cream.
That was the first. Actually, that's not true. The first alcoholic beverage I had was a shot of scotch. And I did it jokingly because when I'm growing up, every movie you saw, the tough guy had a bad day, would get home and like pour a scotch. I'm at a hotel and it's an outdoor bar, and me and the bartender, we're getting along, whatever. So he's setting up for the afternoon. So he's like, hey, man, how was your day? And I'm like, oh, it's been a rough day. I'll take a scotch. So he pours one. And, so, and keep in mind, there's no one else at the bar. He's setting up. And as I'm reaching my hand to grab this thing, he turns around, realizes that I'm going to do it. But I'm 14, 15, whatever. And, he's about to do the no, man, and I tip this thing up. It changed my life, and not in a good way in that moment. I had never consumed anything where how your body reacted to it was what it was. It felt like someone took a match, lit my brain on fire, and then dropped napalm down my throat.
And then you wanted another one.
And now I drink.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. I'll tell you what's happening, Miles.
Okay.
Uppers, downers, loopers, dupers.
In-betweeners.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you can think of, man. I've been on it.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. Living life, man. Seeing the best bands. Were they the best bands or was it just high? My buddy in Ireland got me some of the Wham Wham.
The Wham Wham, the Bam Bam.
The Zigzag, the Hummina Hummina.
The footballs, the barbs, the birds, the fizzies, the downers, the tanks, the benzos, the angel dust, the sherms, and the stardust.
Flam flap, the zip-zag.
Oh, smoking sherm. Now you got down like that.
Mm-hmm. We have the results of the poppy seed challenge. Earl Mike Hawk here ate basically nothing but poppy seeds for a week straight.
Correct. Mike ate, from what I could tell, Mike ate an assortment of poppy seed muffins. And then, sorry, Mike, there's something funny about one man in a room with just a box from the bagel, from Einstein Bagel. And I'm like, you got a dozen? And he goes, nah, just half dozen.
And then not toast them. Mm-hmm. And just eat them. They're not
That's
cut.
Been the talk of the office. I have been up and down these halls talking to a couple people. And one person I said, quote,
I said, you're not going to believe this. He's raw dogging these bagels. He's not toasting them. He's not putting on cream cheese
butter, nothing.
Right. One person threatened violence. I think the quote was, if you were back on the East Coast, you might get shot.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it just boggles my mind. Plus, so, I'm a fatty, so I mean, put cream cheese on everything.
The idea was that we had a listener call into the program, mm-hmm. and they said that their stepmother's nephew just got out of jail, and of course, he's on probation. He has to take a UA, and he peed dirty. The reason he peed dirty was because he said
he's on drugs.
He's on poppy seed bagels.
Do we believe him?
Muffins?
Listen,
we don't know.
Hear me out. It just sounds bad already. My stepmother's nephew.
Oh, he put some separation. Yeah. He wanted to make it very clear that there was no biological relation.
Me. But either way, I think the guy had to go back and go back to jail one way or another until he peed clean.
All right. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a famous whole episode of Seinfeld where Elaine's trying to get clearance to take a trip to Africa. And she keeps eating poppy seed bagels and keeps showing up dirty.
Okay. Ted, do you want the results of the test as far as each member of the men's room? We all... took these
How's
tests
everybody
earlier.
Feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
I'm all right, man.
All right, okay. Mike, how you feeling?
He feels good.
Robin, he's high on oxygen.
Robin, we are going to start with you.
Ooh, Robin.
Results of your test.
All right,
12 possible drugs. Our own Robin Fox tested positive for only one.
Oh, THC.
THC is
all
correct.
All right, well done.
It was clear. It was concise. There was no doubt about it. We now move on to the head chef.
All right.
The Ted Smith.
Woo.
Ted Smith tested positive for one drug and one drug only.
Yes.
THC.
The doja. A sticky icky.
We move on to myself.
Ooh, Miles Montgomery.
Here we go.
All right. Have we confirmed these with an outside source?
Yes. I tested positive for one drug.
Oh.
And one drug only.
Bull.
THC.
All right, all right.
We now move on to our own Steve the Thrill Hill, who tested positive for not one drug, but two.
Oh, all right.
THC.
All right.
Drum roll again.
And opiates.
What?
M-O-P. Mopiates.
What's a mopiate?
Opiates. Oh. M-O-P.
All right.
You tested positive for opiates and THC.
And this is what pisses me off. I don't know what it is because the thing
opiates
said.
Opiates could be morphine, codeine, hydrocodone, hydromorphine.
You've been drinking syrup
morphine,
without me?
Morphine, normophone, oxycodone, oxymorphone, and thebaine.
This is what irritated me, all right? So I'm like, all right. So apparently this is in your system 2 to 3 days. So I'm trying to reverse engineer everything I do because I'm not going to lie to you. I don't get high doing it. So whatever I'm doing that does that, I want to do more of that and actually get high. Does that make sense? You know, I'm like, look, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
It says opiates and their metabolites can be detected in urine as a result of heroin, morphine, codeine, or poppy seed intake.
Were you on the seeds?
I mean, I did some morphine and heroin, but no poppy seeds.
All right, maybe you ate a bagel. You couldn't resist.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're here, the reason we did the poppy seed challenge was to find out if our own Mike Hawk could test positive for opiates by eating poppy seeds for 1 week straight. We have the results. Our own Mike Hawk test positive for not one, but two drugs.
All right,
Mike.
A THC positive. Let's keep in mind that every single member of the men's room had a clear positive test for THC, and there was no denying that. But
it's legal.
Mike Hawk also tested positive for MOP. Congratulations. You have a positive opiate test.
Wow.
Mike Hawk, you did it.
Nice.
You did it. Through the power of the poppy seed. You tested positive.
As far as we know.
For opiates, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that poppy seeds actually made you test positive for THC either.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it, Mike. Isn't that something?
Also, Miles,
well
you might,
played.
That may be the first time anybody's uttered that sentence.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You tested positive for opiates.
It's a big deal there. Okay.
You're right. Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a story that my mom likes to tell, actually. So it's like the early 70s. My parents are going down the highway on a road trip before they got married. My dad had a green convertible Corvette. And so they're on like a long road trip, and he used to have a CB radio in the vet so he could listen to truckers talk about, you know, like where the cops were and stuff, so he could kind of avoid getting tickets when he was on long trips.
Yep.
So my mom falls asleep, and he's just barreling down the highway listening to the CB radio. And this trucker comes on, and he says, "Hey, man, you got a beaver coming up on your left." So my dad's like, "Oh, they must be looking out, you know, for animals that are crossing the highway and stuff." He's tooling along, and all of a sudden, the guy in the CB goes, "Yep, got it, right here, green convertible, that's a good one." And my dad looks up to the side, and there's a guy in a truck looking down inside the car at my mom, who's sleeping with her feet up on the side of the door.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Like, wake up, move your feet down. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
My mom tells that story. She thinks it's absolutely hilarious. She's like 70 now, and she thinks it's the funniest story in the world.
Yeah. Oh, that just changed everything in my brain.
They saw the place of your origin before you did.
Yeah, I know. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like a young teenager, and I thought, what in the hell is she telling me this story
for? Yeah, exactly. I am your son.
I don't want to know.
I don't.
I like the fact that your father had a green Corvette. It's like, I almost want to be cool.
Hey,
I got a Corvette. It's all in green.
He had it for a while up until I was like in elementary school. My thing was badass, man. He used to take us for rides all the time. It was cool as hell.
I think I know why.
And then you kept growing and you killed his dream. See, that's
after he had to put a child seat in there.
That's exactly what happened.
We had one when I was a kid in our van.
What's that?
CB radio.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did your dad have a handle?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's probably for the better. Well, we got rid of that van. And I had to be 7 or 8.
Okay.
But as a child, it seemed like super fun.
It was awesome. My uncle had one. We never had one. My uncle had one. And he would chime in, and truckers would drive it. And to make us kids laugh, he would always just chime in and go, "Oh, don't you know," right? He did this for like 20 minutes. I don't remember the trucker. I just remember his voice. Had a bit of a southern twang. So my uncle's been doing like, "Oh, don't you know," 20 minutes. No matter what they said, that's what it is. Hey, shut up, stupid.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Swabbing, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Dale Ross of Georgetown, Texas. Now, Dale is currently in his second term as mayor of Georgetown. And like any mayor of any town, Dale vows to maintain top-rate police and fire services, economic development, and a host of other political buzzwords. But at a recent city council meeting, Dale excused himself to go to the restroom, which is no big deal. But he forgot to turn off his microphone, which is attached to his collar. So here's the audio of what happened while another city council person tried to continue the meeting. This is the actual audio.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one
up the chain of
that's a big
and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits. would be an empty gesture. and also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state-by-state approach would just mean that the...
Yeah, just so you know.
How could he have to fart that much?
I know, it's amazing.
He's pooping. He's got...
Oh, I thought he was peeing.
Well, no, both.
He got up to excuse himself to go to the bathroom. So if you watch the video, this woman, and look, to her credit, man, because this sound is going on as she's trying to continue the meeting. And she fights off her laughter better than anyone I could imagine doing. And finally, she just kind of melts down at the end. But you see the man, he kind of excuses himself. She says something real quick like, I'll try not to take too long, whatever. And you see the mayor kind of disappear off to the side. And then you realize he hasn't turned off his mic. And he farts through this entire meeting. She finally loses it. Then he walks back in and it's all done. He has no idea that everyone's been listening to this dude poop.
Told you politicians are full of hot air.
Oh, yeah.
My yeah, I think God. He's just peeing and just
I can't believe
farting.
Him. Yeah,
it just never stops.
Hit a moment of that again for us, though, Robin. So we can hear some of that. Let me listen to this.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one.
Up the chain of... and ask for action at the federal level.
I think you're right. I think he's just
right. Like I think he's just a gassy dude. It's also, if you've ever seen the original Naked Gun, this was like a famous scene.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Saw that a few days ago. I've been laughing about it ever since. If you get the chance, check out the video. I'm sure we'll link up to it, one of the social media or whatever the case. But so we toast that guy. None the wiser.
Pretty gassy guy.
None the wiser about any of it. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.